He leaped up from his gunny sack bed and began staggering around in circles. I studied him carefully and took careful note of several important clues. 1. His ears sat crooked on his head. 2. His eyes were open but crossed. 3. His tongue was hanging out the left side of his mouth, a sure sign of confusion. And 4. He was staggering around in circles, but I've already mentioned that, so we can skip clue number 4. But 3 clues were enough to establish that Drover was in a confused state. Okay, maybe that wasn't exactly a shocking piece of news, because Drover spent a lot of his time in a confused state. But on this occasion, he seemed even confuseder than normal. By that, I don't mean to suggest that Drover ever appeared very normal, or that there is anything normal about being confused. What I'm trying to say is, I'm not sure what I was trying to say, so let's just skip it. He seemed confused, that's the point. And I noticed it right away. And I heard him say, "Pass the biscuits, ribs and briskets, tuna salad, solipsistic. Help, murder, mayday, the roof's about to blow off the tool shed." I must admit that I get some, how can I say this? I must admit that I get some kind of wicked pleasure out of watching Drover when he's half asleep. You never know what the little mutt is going to do or say, but it always gives us a little glimpse into the foggy swamp of his mind. For example, his muttering about food was a fairly common theme in his dreamatory patterns. We'd observed it many times before, and it confirmed our theory that Drover often dreams about, well, food, such as your biscuits, your ribs, your brisket, your tuna salad, and your pork chops. He didn't happen to mention pork chops on this occasion, but he usually does. Why? I have no idea, but pork chops seemed to be a regular symbolic fixture in the, a common piece of symbolic furniture in the dining room of his. You know, I'm not sure I can go on with this analysis of Drover's. Have we ever discussed pork chops? Maybe not. And one of the reasons we seldom discuss pork chops is that the very mention of them causes gushing springs of water to. Hang on a second. We've got a ruptured water pipe in the back of our.